The class so far so bad, not so far so good, because some told me they never catch the point, never understand so far. So let's kneel down to pray, to ask God, to ask the Holy Spirit to guide us. Okay, let's kneel down to pray.
Mac, 所以我。
Okay, now we have another challenge. Can you see the screen? No? Too bright. Bright is good, right? Bright. Yeah. But too bright. Because our side is too bright. Can we turn the light off? Otherwise, this is very important because this is for the testing. Okay, so we will review what we're talking about. So give you some main idea, and this is what we will have a test. Okay. Because before we started the Leviticus, we have to understand the historical settings. The Genesis talk about the origins of the nation, then Exodus talk about the deliverance of the nation, then after that is the life of the nation. So just 3 months after they departed from Egypt, then God gave them commandment to teach them how to live in the wilderness and how to worship, how to serve the Lord in the mountain, in the wilderness, where they travel around the wilderness. And so, first of all, God commanded Moses to build up the tabernacle, and after finish, then the glory of the God appeared in the tabernacle, and since then, they will worship in that tabernacle. Then this one we have to remember. The account of the Leviticus happened in the Mount Sinai, okay, and the time is the fourth month, which means 3 months went by. So the fourth month, then they enter the Mount Sinai. Then God gave them commandment. Then until next year, the second month. The title of Leviticus in Hebrews is "And He Called." He called is the title of Leviticus in Hebrews. Okay. And He Called. just highlight, okay. And the two groups of the offerings, the first group is a sweet aroma, when we also, and this is based on voluntary. So it's a pursuit of the faith and spirituality, because this is based on free will. Nobody can force us to do anything. So the burnt offering and grain offering and peace offering are based on voluntary. And the Bible, of course, encourages us to pursue faith, to pursue after spirituality. And the second group is no sweet aroma. It's mandatory, because we have sin. So we have to solve our sin's problem. Then after that, we can enjoy access to God and also enjoy peace offering. And in summary of the five offerings, the purpose of the five offerings, why did God require Israel people have to offer five offerings? This might not in the your folder, so please make a note. The reason they provide a way for the Israelites to make and keep a right relationship with God. So provides a way to keep good relationship with God. This is most important, because after Adam and Eve sinned against God, then we just lost connection with God. We lost the relationship with God. So now there is a way to go back. To go back to the Garden of Eden. Then second, they are a type of Jesus Christ and a description of his sacrifice for us. So that's why how we understand the Leviticus, we have to study the Hebrews, because talk about Jesus. And then there are patterns for our own approach to Jesus Christ. Since we have to interpret in spiritual sense. Even though today we don't have to bring lamb, bring goat, or bring oxen to the Lord, but in spiritual sense, how can we approach God? Then five animals used in five offerings, the first one is bull or oxen, the second sheep, the third goat, and then small birds, pigeon and turtle doves, and five offerings. Whatever we review today might be your taste. Huh? This one? Huh? Okay, just a copy. If you cannot make a copy from someone. All done? Then move to next one. Oxen, sheep, goat, pigeon, turtle doves. Okay, then we talk about burnt offerings. Five offerings are just a picture. We can see the, we just put the whole picture in our mind. The first one is the burnt offerings. Then the burnt offerings, the first things we have to burn all things to God, right? Except the skin. The skin will be for priest, the skin. Okay. So the burnt offerings does not originate in Leviticus, but also can find in Genesis, Noah. Okay. Then the second, the burnt offering is one of the most common offerings. So the most common offerings is burnt offering. And who shall kill the animals when anyone bring the animal to the priest, to the entrance of tabernacle? Who will kill? The worshiper, the one who bring the animals, he himself have to kill the animals, okay, not the priest. The one who offer the sacrifice. And who shall skin the animal? Also the worshiper. And the priest will have the skin of a burnt offering. And the priest's work also include the pile up the wood in the altar every morning and the night. So the fire on the altar should never go out, even at the night time. So 24 hours, 24/7. If the test states the wood on the altar only burnt at the day, in the day, is it correct or wrong? Is it right or wrong? Wrong, right? Because also including night time, have to keep burning. Okay, then next one. According to 1 Corinthians, what are the principles that God teaches us how to walk in the society? Should not be subject to whatever you like. Then do not make brothers stumble. Edify ourselves and others, and do not associate with demons, and glorify God's name. Chapter 10. So you can fill in the verses. Okay. Then a grain offering, Christ is our sanctification. A grain offering can, if I say grain offering can offered alone, is it right or wrong? Wrong, right? The grain offering have to be offered with other offerings, with burnt offerings, cannot be offered by itself. Cannot offered by itself, okay. And grain offering offerer, the worshiper, cannot share anything. The worshiper cannot share anything. It's only for a priest. And God keep a handful, right? Handful, small portion. God keep a small portion. And the rest of them will belong to priest. And the one who worship didn't get anything. And the purpose of grain offerings is to memory God's grace, God's provision. And today, we just remember God's sacrifice because he is so holy and Jesus Christ made a good example for us. So how to sacrifice? Then we have to keep it holy, like Jesus Christ. And he make us holy. So he is our sanctification because he set a good example for us. Then the three kinds of grain offering, the fine flour, unleavened cake, or the first fruit of green beaten heads of grain. Then the next one, for all the offerings, we have to put a salt, right? Put a salt, right? Put a salt, and salt refer to never change. The salt of covenant, so which means the never change. So we have to put a salt. And do not add leaven and honey. Do not add heaven and honey. And how to offer the grain offering? Only need a handful of flour. So this is from God's mercy. As long as we have a heart and we just do a little bit, and then God will praise with us. And priests must eat in the holy place because it is most holy. So there are two kind of offerings considered as most holy. The first one is grain offering. The second one is sin offering. Yeah. Or sin offering or guilt offering will be interchangeable. In the New Testament, tells us there are three kinds of yeast. The first kind is the leaven of Pharisees. That's why Jesus taught to his disciples, take heed, the leaven of Pharisees and of Sadducees. So three kinds, the first one, Pharisees, represent legalism. They only struck into legalism. So they don't have mercy. They don't have heart. They don't have any feelings. So when they see the victims lying down on the road, they have no mercy at all, no compassion at all. They just walk by. And leaven of the Sadducees, heresy, represent heresy. So if somebody preached the heresy, some preach other gospels, then we have accepted, then consider heresy. This is yeast. Then the third kind is a leaven of malice and wickedness. So three kinds of yeast leaven in the New Testament. So from salt, we will know Jesus' commitment never changed. How do we know Jesus' commitment never changed? From Luke chapter 13, verse 32 to 33, because Jesus said, today, tomorrow, even the day after tomorrow, I must proceed to Jerusalem to suffer. So from this verse, we do know Jesus' commitment never changed. Peace offering. Jesus is our peace. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, Jesus is our peace. Okay, because he shed blood on the cross, so he makes us reconcile with God. So he is our peace, and also he breaks down the wall between us and God. He tore down the wall between us and God. So Jesus set a good example for us, and he also set a good way for us, so we will know how to make a reconciliation with others, how to make peace with others, how to make peace with your friend, how to make peace with your classmate, how to make peace with your co-workers, with your neighbor. Then Jesus Christ is our example. But Jesus Christ is our peace. Peace offering. Peace offering, they will offer animals, but no birds, no bird. Okay, because God's peace, God's grace is so valuable, it's priceless. When we enjoy God's peace, actually, it's out of grace, because we don't have to pay anything, right? So the price is so costly. Therefore, there is no bird. So if the question asks you, say this, the peace offering also can offer a bird, it's not right, okay? And whether male or female, because male represent like father and female like mother. In the church, we also need someone play father role and also play mother, right? Father represent righteousness, justice, and mother represent love. So in our church, we need justice and also we need love. Okay? We need mercy. If you only focus on one side, then it's not right. Okay, so we need both sides. We need a mother and father. That's why in the family, we cannot lose any. That's why God set up a family. The offering was shared by God and by priest and by the worshiper. So the peace offering, all three parties can share the offerings. And priest share the breast and right shoulder. And God share the fat and blood. Okay, so God share the fat and blood, and rest of them belong to worshiper. Okay, next one. Three motives of offering. The first one is thanksgiving offering. Then the second one, vow offering. Then the third one, voluntary offering. And we just mentioned before, the third one is best, because even we did not receive any grace, any special presence from our Lord, we still show our gratitude to God. Even you got F, you got F, it's, oh, thank you, God, thank you so much. I have F, I got F. Of course, we have to do our best. The foundation of thankfulness is Christ's sacrifice. Without Christ's sacrifice, of course, we cannot enjoy his peace, enjoy his joy, enjoy provision, enjoy everything. And when they enjoy the peace offering, actually, the priest, before they share the parts, they have to heave offering, have heave offering and wave offering, which means they just wave, right? Wave represents they are so joyful, and heave, they just give glory to God, heave, lift glory to God. Okay, then the sin offering. Now, sin offering, sometimes we are confused with the guilt offerings when we read the Bible. Sin offering is the source of our sinful nature. And the guilt offering is the source of our deed, our sinful deed, The sinful nature, of course, we harbor in our heart, But sinful action, we just act it out. So the sin offering is handle our sinful nature, and guilt offerings is handle our sinful action. So you can see in the chapter 4, they did not specify what kind of sin. They only say that if anyone commit unintentional sin, then they have offer offerings. The trespass offerings is like a sin offerings because those two are the same, actually the same. According to Leviticus chapter 7, chapter 7, verse 7, the same. Okay, yeah. The sin offerings is to sin against God, but the guilt offerings, it is sin against God and also against people, against your neighbor. So hurt other people and cause prosperity loss, cause some loss. And the loss can be measured in material, so you have to restore, you have to pay back. This is guilt offerings. So sometimes we were confused between those two. So let me say again, the sin offerings is handle our sinful nature, and guilt offerings is handle our sinful action. And the sinful actions, of course, when we're acting out, then we will hurt the people, right? If you hurt some people, if you criticize the people, if you hit the people and cause someone hurt, and hurt can be measured, Then four different categories need atonement, need forgiveness from God. The first one is priest, the second is a congregation, the third is a leader, ruler, and the first one is common people, is regular people. And priest and the whole congregation, if those two groups commit a sin, then they have to pay much. They have to pay bull, bring the bull, or even the blood they have to bring into the court, inside the holy place. And then rural or common people, they only offer gold, right? And they don't have to bring blood into the inner court. And from those four groups, we can see actually everybody will have a chance to sin against God. I see even priests have a chance to sin against God. So you don't consider the pastor is so perfect. No, no one is perfect. Nobody is perfect. That's why priest, the pastor or minister also needs your prayer. So no one is will be excluded. and burned the rest outside the camp. Okay. They have to burn the fat, and liver and kidney, anyway, fat to the altar, and they just burn the rest outside the camp, not in the camp, not in the court, not the in the court. They're outside the camp, which means the camp is Israel people live, they are there, their tent is there. So even out far away from their tent, so outside the camp, like Jesus Christ also sacrificed outside the Jerusalem city, the outside the city, right? Yeah. The purpose of the sin offerings, just looking for forgiveness. Okay, then what kind of sins we easily commit? Keep it silent. If you see your friend sin against God, then you have to speak out. You have to approach him or approach her, then to encourage her to bring him back to Christ. So if you know something, then you should not keep it quiet, should not keep it silent. You have to say something. Then touch the dead bodies, which means like Gentiles. Spiritual sense, in spiritual sense, they are dead bodies. So should not have any association with them in terms of their behavior, their idea, their volume system. Lose control of our tongues. Sometimes we cannot control our tongues, this we know. And commit trespass to the holy thing. What is the holy thing? Our body to God is holy, our body. And so we have to keep our body holy. That's why before we get married, do not commit fornication. If you commit fornication, then consider unholy. Of course, when we grow up and when we are looking for a spouse, then we all need a new one, not a second hand. Right? So be careful. Do not become second hand. Always brand new. Keep yourself brand new. Okay. We pay the same price. Why we should get a second hand? No reason, right? So our body to God is holy. Deal with a personal relationship. Okay, how to handle our guilt? Sometimes when I feel guilty, that how to avoid feel guilty? Then we have to discipline our conscience, according to the Bible. When we fill with the Holy Spirit, then our conscience would become more clear. And none of our sins will belong to us. You know, sometimes we make a mistake, but we didn't know, right? Because nobody tell us. Because in our conscience or our environment, experience, we consider it's not a sin, but actually it's a sin to God. So none of our sin will belong to us. The confession is a better way, right? It's better than denial. So we just confess our sin to God, like in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 to verse 10. Right? Everybody will make a mistake. If anyone says, I am perfect, then he is a liar. He just tell a lie to God. So we just confess our sin, then our sin, our Jesus Christ, His blood will cover, cleanse our sins. Then when restitution is possible, then make it, which means if it can be remained, can be correct, then do it. Just repent. Don't wait until there is no way to repent. It's too late. Okay. Then learn the lesson and leave it behind you. If you have, if you are guilt, we just learn the lesson, repent, and then restore the relationship with God. Okay. Then we move on. The Aaron's garment, high priest. The high priest have seven pieces. Okay. Seven pieces. From the top, it's a tunic. In Chinese, Nei Pao tunic. Then a robe in a blue color from top to bottom. Then ephod. And shesh. And then breastplate. And then turban and holy crown, and also they engrave holiness to the Lord on the holy crown. Holiness. In Chinese Bible, it says, 归耶和华为圣. So engrave holiness to the Lord. Like in Isaiah chapter 6, holy, holy, holy. All the angels in the heaven cry out, holy, holy, holy. Even Isaiah is a good guy. That's why be chosen by God. But even Isaiah, when he saw the vision, he saw God's holiness, and he said, oh, I'm having trouble because I'm so unholy. And robe. It's a blue, whole blue color. You see the color, that blue color. Blue color which represents, you see that blue is a sky color. So we have to look upon the Jesus Christ, look upon the heaven, not on the earth. On the earth, it's gray color, it's dust. So on the heaven, it's a blue color on the heaven. So look upon the heaven, look upon Jesus Christ. So for the high priest, they have to look upon God all the times. And the holy crown, that we wear our head, right? Then holiness to the Lord. So when other people see us, right, can read, can tell us, right, can tell we are different. The holy, in the first class, right, we say holy can protect yourself, holy as a weapon. Holiness. And we can see the shoulder actually, the high priest are carrying totally 12 precious stones on the shoulder. Each side is just stones and engraved 12 tribes Israel name, Israel, 12 tribes, like Jacob, 12 tribes, 12 sons. And why God said you have to bear 12 tribes on your shoulder? Because the high priest have to bear their sins. Like a minister, like a pastor have to bear your sins, have to bear your names on the priest, right, on the shoulder. So the priest, the minister, the council member, you are RE teachers. You have to bear your student, right? Always in their heart, in your heart. Your student, your friend, your co-worker, your team members, always be your heart, on your heart, on your shoulder. So you have to bear each other. You have to pray, intercede for each other. And there are two things inside the breastplate. The Urim and what else? Thummim. Urim and Thummim. Wu Ling and Tu Ling. You know, just like a coin, when you throw a coin on the ground, right, and maybe this side or the other side. So in the ancient time, they used this way to decide which way they have to go, they should go, you know, which way. If you throw the coin to the ground, right, then either the head side or the other side. And the priest, only three pieces on them. The priest, on the tunic, and sashes, and head. The left side is a priest. And this one is a high priest. Okay. So in the test, I might give you the picture. Then you have a fear in. You know, watch this. You should not be confused. Don't be confused. You should not point the head like a sheshes and sheshes as a head. Or a tunic and robe. The white part is tunic because the most inside, right? That's what you call nepao, most inside. You see the white. And the blue is outside, white pao, the robe. Make sense to you? The white color is inside, then blue is outside. So robe is outside, and outside is blue color. Okay, then actually right now we move to chapter 9 already, chapter 8 and chapter 9. So let's turn to, if you can see the screen, okay, on the screen already. Verse 22, chapter 9. Then Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people and blessed them, and he stepped down after making the sin offering. This is the order very important to us. Yeah. Sin offering and burnt offering and peace offering. So the high priest, the priest, make over the sin offering first, and then burnt offering, and then peace offering. Why? Because I just mentioned that sin offering is handle our sinful nature. We have a sinful nature. And if we have a sinful nature, if we still have a sin, then there is no foundation to enjoy access with God, enjoy fellowship with God, or enjoy his peace. No foundation, right? Because we still live in darkness. So the priest or high priest have to offer sin offering first, then burnt offering, then peace offerings. Even the chapter 1, you know, the book of Leviticus, the chapter 1 talk about burnt offerings, and then second chapter talk about grain offerings. But this is just a manual, right? But when actually they practice the manual, they have to do sin offering first. You know, like a hymn book, right? Hymn book, so many hymns, so many numbers in the hymn book. But which one you like? Which one? Maybe you like 500, or you like 168. Christian soldier, army, right? So it's not necessary we have to start from number one, right? Of course, they have to print the first one, second one. So this order is very important to us. Then the next one, then Moses and Aaron went into the tent of the meeting. When they came out and blessing the people, the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. Because they did everything according to God's commandment, then it turned out the glory of God appeared to all the people. So in the same way, when we did everything according to God's commandment, according to biblical way, then the Lord of God will appear in our church, appear in our heart, appear in our family. So how joyful, right? Then next verse, the fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offerings and the portion of the fat on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. So when we see God's glory, then we will be humble. We'll be humble. So how to humble ourselves? Only one way, to see God's glory. Because when we compare God's glory, when we compare God's holiness, then who we are? Then we are so small, right? If you compare with your friends, of course, you are top, right? You are so smart. You are so nice. You are so kind. But if you compare to God, then will help us humble ourselves. So the people shouted and fell on their faces to the ground. Okay, then next class afternoon, we will move to chapter 10. So you will know the, which chapter we go through. Any questions? Does it help you to make it a little bit clear? So far so bad or so far so good? Huh? So far so good or so far so bad? Huh? So bad, right? So afternoon, during the prayer, pray for me and pray for you so we can say so far so good. Okay, let's pray in silence. Amen. I pray. Okay. Let's get on the prayer.